For details.
The following is a paid program by Carl Sterling. The content of the show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of this station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information hereafter is for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you smaller.
Your Health Matters with Carl Sterling on News Radio 570 WSYR, on 106.9 FM, and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
I take a couple offers, I down a couple downers, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pills.
Bring you the latest in health and wellness, so you can get to the other things that matter. Here's your host, Carl Sterling.
All right, and we're back. Thank you very much, Producer Jim. Great to have you here, man. So we're back with another broadcast of Your Health Matters right here on News Radio 570 WSYR, also on 106.9 FM. My name's Carl Sterling. I'll be your host, and I'm honored to be your host as we explore the journey towards a longer, healthier life together. So today we're going to talk about two primary topics. The first one we're just going to take like 3 minutes and do, and this has to do with a subject that I have a strong passion for. It's the subject of neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to change itself as needed. So we'll go over that a little bit here. And the next one, this is going to be about supplements. In particular, synthetic versus organic ingredients in your supplements. And to speak on this, I have a very special guest joining me in just a couple of minutes. So you're going to find that there's a common theme in this show every week. It's the buzzword of all buzzwords the past few years. That word is longevity. Everything's longevity, right? Talked about it last week. You're going to hear about it every week. Longevity is something that I'm really thinking about as I turn 63 in a couple months. I'm thinking, hey, you know, 63, how did I get here? Like, and first of all, I never thought I'd get here, right? I'm looking at Jim, the producer. How did I get to be 63? Well, I'm thankfully I did. But I want to live a lot longer, and I want to feel good. I want a really nice, healthy, like, health span within my years of life, within my health span. One thing I want to mention is I want you to go, when you have a chance, to my website. We had an overhaul this week. Now, it's not looking real fancy, folks, but it's a lot less cluttered and complicated and all, you know, it looks a lot better now than it did last Sunday. Okay, carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. K-A-R-L, Sterling, like silver, .com. And when you see the box that shows up says sign up or subscribe, if you're up for it and you want to get updates, newsletter, show notes of these shows. I have a lot of really great guests coming on. You'll get these show notes sent to you within a few days afterwards. And also on the website, you have access to my books, which are available, they'll forward right over to Amazon. You can purchase both of the Parkinson's books there. And you'll get updates on the new book that I'm writing, which won't be out for a few months, but it's probably going to be entitled something like Brain Resilience and Maintaining Optimal Brain Health Through the Lifespan. Before we get into things, next week, March 3rd, we have world-renowned author, educator, Dr. Terry Walls, the author of The Walls Protocol. She's going to be joining me next week, March 3rd. I can't wait. Also joining me is our former host of this show next week to talk with Dr. Walls is Dr. Joe Berry. He's the man, he's the myth, and he's the legend. We all know him, and we all love him. So the two of them are going to talk a lot next week. I'm just going to be a moderator because they have a lot to talk about because there's so much to talk about with The Walls Protocol. In particular, Dr. Walls lives with a rare form of multiple sclerosis called PPMS, or primary progressive multiple sclerosis. Through her dietary implementation and some other things, and her dietary, let's say, regimen, which she's written about and you'll learn about next week, she's been able to reverse her symptoms, and we're going to learn more about that. 2 weeks from now is going to be the best-selling author, Dr. Ray Dorsey, University of Rochester. His book is entitled Ending Parkinson's. He's a great guy, too, man. I can't wait to have him on. And one more to talk about is 2 weeks from now. No, three weeks from now is going to be March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Mayo Clinic, world-renowned writer, educator, Dr. Michael Joyner. He's going to talk about brain health, VO2 max, the importance of a good VO2 max test or score, and just the importance of exercise and longevity. Also joining me that day is my son. I'm going to brag for a minute. Yes, Dr. Nick Sterling. He's an MD and a PhD, so he and Dr. Joyner are going to talk together. That's going to be a really fun one. All right, so let's talk about the brain for a minute. We're going to talk about neuroplasticity for just a minute. Do you know that the brain can change itself? This is what we do in our clinic. We teach people how to learn new things, to improve cognition, to improve memory, to improve multitasking skills, movement skills, and to reduce falls. We specialize in this, and also my books talk about this too. All right, let's talk about neuroplasticity for just a moment. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout your lifetime. This process allows the neurons, okay, nerve cells, in the brain to compensate for injury and disease and to adjust their activities in response to new situations or changes in their environment. Here's a simplified description on the precise process, okay? You have the stimulation of neurons, right? The process begins when neurons are stimulated through experiences. Could be a learning event. It could be right now. Maybe you'll learn something from me today, right? Maybe not, but maybe you will. Maybe you're reading a book. You're watching the news. You're learning things about what's going on in the world. You're learning an instrument, a language, a new skill, anything. This stimulation is crucial for initiating the plastic changes in the brain because the brain is soft tissue. There's a really good book by Dr. Michael Merzenek, the father of writing about neuroplasticity. It's called Soft Wired. I highly recommend Google it, get it. It's a great book. Synaptic plasticity, well, this is understood as like basically synaptic plasticity. It's the ability of synapses, the points between neurons that are firing together, to strengthen over time in responses to, let's say, increases in their activity. Of course, it can go the other way. If you have a part of the brain, like maybe it's Parkinson's, where the substantia nigra is primarily affected, or Alzheimer's, where it's maybe the hippocampus, where there could be less activity, less stronger connection, which will diminish abilities, right? But the brain will form new neurons, new connections with other neurons. This involves like sprouting of dendrites, all right, that are extensions from the neuron body that receive signals from other neurons and the formation of new synapses and new neural pathways. When you learn how to ride a bike and you finally get it and you're on it and you're balancing and you're going, guess what's happening? You've got millions and millions of neurons that are connected together now, solidly enough, strongly enough to make you ride that bike. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. So that's neuroplasticity in a nutshell. We're going to talk a little bit more about it later, and we're going to devote a complete show to it here down the road in a few weeks. Stay tuned for the schedule. You can also look at the schedule on carlsterling.com, Carl with a K, to find out what subjects are coming up on what dates. The other thing we want to do, though, is we want to feed our brain healthy stuff. And that would include supplements. Well, I take a supplement that I really love, and I have the founder of the company with me today. My special guest today is the visionary behind SOS Nutrients, established in October 2022. This is a Santa Barbara, California-based smoothie supplement company that is revolutionizing the industry. What I really think is cool is, unlike about 95% of the products on the market, SOS Nutrients sets itself apart by utilizing whole foods to deliver comprehensive micronutrient nutrition entirely devoid of synthetic ingredients. So I want to welcome the founder of SOS Nutrients and my friend, Mr. Steve Abbey. How you doing, Steve? And welcome.
Good. I'm happy to be here. How are you doing, Carl?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, man. I've been excited to get you on and talk. You know, I love the product. I'm on a few weeks now, almost a couple months. And, you know, you and I were talking a little while back, like maybe 4 days after I started. And I'm like, is it possible I could have more energy? And you said, well, maybe it is. So thank you for the energy because I need it. We're getting so busy. So
well, you're welcome, and I'm glad it's working well for you. You know, it's interesting, and I was listening to what you were just talking about that was going out on the radio, and you were talking about the Walls Protocol, neuroplasticity, and Parkinson's, and they all sound fantastic. So I'm really glad you're doing all those sort of things.
Well, you know, I tell people we all are designed pretty much the same. We have nervous systems. We have muscles, we have nerves, we have bones, we have a brain. And, you know, we need to be feeding ourselves as best as we can. You know, we're going to go off. You know, I go off. I went off a few nights ago on a bag of chips because I had such a stressful day. It was the most stressful day I ever had in this business of what I do. But I'm over it. I'm not eating more bags of chips now. I just had that one. But I don't want to eat that way every day. I want to feed myself good stuff. But I still find that, you know, with a background in nutrition from Syracuse University here a few years ago, you know, I learned a lot. But what I find is we can't always get all the nutrients we need, let's say, from our foods. And this is where SOS comes in. I love what you're doing. Can I, before we go to break, I know it's like radio minutes are the fastest ones in our lifetime, right? We've got about 2.5 minutes here. You started this company, and what inspired you to start SOS Nutrients?
Well, I started it because of my own health journey. I had reactive hypoglycemia. I had psoriasis covering my whole body. I had a weight issue, and I was chronically fatigued. So I was really struggling, and Western medicine really wasn't solving the problem. So I ended up doing a deep dive to solve my own issues, which is probably how we're most people that get into this field are going. They have to deal with their own stuff. And so I went down this rabbit hole, and then I started researching on psoriasis and all these things and really solved all my own problems. But then I just started getting fascinated and looking at cancer and, you talk about Parkinson's and hypertension and all these things. And I was just shocked by what is in the studies that are out there showing amazing results and are not being translated. And then the thing that actually pushed me over the edge is several of people in my family and friends died of what I would see as preventable diseases in many cases. And I was on the team that supported them in the last month of their lives. And when a really good friend of mine died, I was just like, okay, I'm done. I've got to make a product because so much of this is preventable. And it's in the literature and the studies. It's just getting people to look at it and not just going down the standard path. And so to me, that's how I became involved in it.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually didn't know that. We've talked a few times here, but I appreciate you sharing that. You know, it's funny because I got into what I do because of my own health issues 15 years ago. So interesting what journeys we'll take when we're maybe afraid of whatever could be ahead if we're not getting, you know, what we need. So we need to head out to a break, but we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes with more questions and to talk the rest of the hour. My guest, Steve Abbey, founder of SOS Nutrients. Folks, you're listening to Your Health Matters here on WSYR News Radio 570. Be sure to check out carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. Get subscribed for the newsletter. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
After seeing his shadow, President Biden is claiming victory in the 2024 election.
4 more years of me there will be.
The forecast with no shadow of a doubt.
A groundhog would be better at closing the border, that I can tell you.
News Radio 570 WS.
All right, and we're back. We're back here talking with my special guest, Steve Abbey, the founder of SOS Nutrients, Santa Barbara-based business. I take this supplement. I love this supplement. Steve, like we were talking before, well, first of all, thanks for sharing your journey with this, too, like how you got into this. I can relate to that in my own way. And as we know, foods these days, It ain't like it used to be, let's say, 100 years ago. You know, there's that old saying, if your grandmother won't eat it, don't eat it. Or if your grandmother would eat it. Because, you know, 100 years ago, a tomato was a tomato, and it had all the vitamins, and when you cut through, it was actually red, not whitish pink. So the good news, though, is if we're not getting the nutrients from our foods, from our meals, we can get it from your product. And one thing I'm particularly interested in, this has been a question I really want to ask and just let you talk as long as you can on, or want to on this, is can you explain the importance of and the main differences between natural and synthetic ingredients in our health supplements?
Yeah, I can explain that. That's a really big topic, but I'm going to try and boil it down. So there are natural, I'll say, nutrients, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say vitamin C. That's an easy one, right? They're natural vitamin C, and that comes from things like the big sources, like the highest sources. Of course, everybody thinks of an orange, right? Mm-hmm. But acerola cherry powder, camu, amla, these are the high, rose hips, these are the highest forms. But vitamin C in the form of an orange is very good, or in most fruits and vegetables have some, right? And but when you look at it from a synthetic point of view, all of do you know how the synthetic is manufactured? Have you ever seen that?
No, never have.
Okay, so it used to all be made in a New Jersey plant, right? Almost all the whole world supply. That's all moved over to China. And it's made under a patented process. And the main process that it's done is you take high fructose corn syrup, usually GMO, but not always. You put it under incredible pressure, incredible heat. You do an acetone wash, and you neutralize it with hydrochloric acid. And in the end, you have a molecule that's chemically identical to what you find in nature, but it doesn't work the same. It doesn't have any of the cofactors or bioflavonoids or any of the other things that are required for it to actually work. So by itself, it doesn't have any vitamin activity. So, and that was seen, even if you had the natural form, but it was stripped down to just ascorbic acid, it wouldn't work. And that was done with the original person that got the Nobel Peace Prize for this work on vitamin C. He was able to show that if you had scurvy, you will still die of scurvy, even with ascorbic acid, if you don't have all the cofactors, because it has no vitamin activity. But even, let's say you're eating separately the cofactor, so it should be able to work. It still doesn't work the same. And I don't know if it's because there's some other difference. Maybe it's just because it's such a different molecule energetically. I don't know the reason. I won't pretend to know. But all I know is it operates differently. That's why in so many studies, you look at the synthetic form of a nutrient, and then you look at the whole form of a nutrient, and you have very different outcomes. Like I have a study on my website looking at atherosclerosis and the progression towards it. And those people that had the highest amounts of vitamin C supplementation actually moved faster towards it than somebody that was not eating any supplementation. And yet dietary vitamin C was shown to be protective. I'll give you another one. This is actually even a bigger one, and it goes down a really unique route. So like when you think of beta carotene, I'm assuming you're thinking of carrots or pumpkin or squash, anything with an orange fleshy meat in it, right? That's a vegetable or a fruit. It's going to have beta carotene, right?
Sure.
And there, it's always been known that people with high intakes of beta carotene have lower intakes of cancer rates. And so there was a huge study done, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, 29,000 people, very prestigious study, double blind, high quality study. And it was looking at beta carotene in lung cancer. And they were this was a Finnish study, and they had a lot of smokers. And so they did this double blind study. And in the end, they stopped the study early because it increased all-cause mortality. It increased the lung cancer, which is specifically the thing they were going after, by 16%. It increased heart disease by 12%, ischemic stroke by 23%. But essentially, everything went up, and so they stopped the study immediately. That was manufactured by a Swiss pharmaceutical giant, and it was made from a petroleum product. So that, it's synthesized from that. And then there have been a recent meta-analysis on beta-carotene, right? 167,000 people in this study. And again, it showed lung cancer increased by 16%. So why is beta-carotene in so many products that it's synthesized from petroleum? We know that it's not healthy, and yet you look at folic acid, and that's going to be the same type of thing. That's going to be manufactured or derived from petroleum as well. You know, a lot of these things are either coal tar, petroleum. These are the synthetic, and it's got a base of that. And they don't operate the same. And so for me, I went down this route of really trying to find all the nutrients that I could find in a comprehensive whole food way. So that is, you know, like my vitamin C is from a blend of organic freeze-dried berries. And, you know, that's the sort of thing where you get real nutrition. That's in a way your body can recognize, digest. And unfortunately, I'm just going to be upfront with this, is it's crazy expensive. All these things, you know, when I get my iodine from a blend of three organic kelps from Iceland, it's 45 times more than potassium iodide.
Sure.
If I get my zinc from an organic guava leaf extract, it's 35 times more than zinc gluconate. I mean, it's just crazy expensive. So that's the problem with it, and that's the reason why you almost never see this.
Amazing.
Unless it's very targeted. There are good products on the market. They're very targeted. And the thing is, you need full, complete, comprehensive nutrition.
That is, Steve, we got to head out for the news in about 13 seconds. But we're going to come back to tell people where they can get this product and continue talking about this product. This is Your Health Matters, News Radio 570 WSYR. My name is Carl Sterling. We'll be back in a couple minutes. All right. Thank you again, Producer Jim. We are back with Steve Abbey. We're going to get Steve back with us here in just a moment. I have a little thing that I want to share with everybody. It's bad news and good news all in one. All right. When we look at what's happening right now, we have a lot of baby boomers. Well, I'm one of them, you know, tail end. That era is 1946 to 1964 officially. Very, very large population. According to research I just saw, it's the third largest economy in the world. You get China, U.S., and then baby boomers. Okay, so with that, though, sadly, here's the bad news. Problems, health issues, all kinds of things, heart problems, cancers, Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, neuropathy, type 2 diabetes, all types of things, okay? Yeah, it can be the younger folks. It can be people who are older than baby boomers, okay? But baby boomers, that's a large segment of the population. So, you know, there's a lot of disease and things coming down the pike. There's no way around it. We're here to try to spread information to help people to take control, take the bull by the horns and just invest in yourself. You know, sometimes that latte every day or every other day that costs you $5, six maybe, or even seven sometimes nowadays, you put that into a vitamin supplement like SOS, you could do your body some real good. Come into my place, start working out with us. Even if you don't do personal, you know, therapy or training sessions with us, you got $30 a month. You can come in and use equipment you can't find anywhere else in the Northeast that'll benefit you in all kinds of ways for strength, balance, cognition, memory, right? But the other thing, too, is if you're looking, and I'm talking to those who are baby boomers, maybe you're retired, never too late to learn something. According to John Rady, now let's just throw in the other part of neuroplasticity right now. We'll get it out of the way, and then we'll take out the rest of the show with our guest. We can always be learning. John Rady, best-selling author, neuropsychologist and a Harvard Medical School. He was on my podcast, and he's coming on this show in June. We can always be learning till the day we die. As long as we're conscious, we can always be learning. That means the brain is always firing and doing stuff and making new neural connections. All right? We can enhance that by exercise. Exercise benefits the brain so much. In fact, he says that the part of the body that benefits most from exercise is the brain, because of the neurochemicals, neuroprotective chemicals, oxygen, and blood to the brain. All right. And of course, we want to feed our bodies well. But I want to get this in. I got to get this in right now. That is that there is going to be a need for personal trainers, fitness trainers. I'm going to be hiring somebody at some point this year. Don't call me and ask for a job yet, because I'm not ready. I don't know when we're going to do it. But in the next few months, we need another person, at least part-time. And I've been thinking about it. I think I'd rather have somebody who doesn't know anything yet and then just train them the way I want them to be trained. But if you're going to get into the business of fitness training or physical therapy, looking at the future of fitness, and I'm talking to baby boomers and people who are older. We have a lot of people in their 60s and 70s when I teach around the world who are therapists and trainers. There's a need for them, and we're going to need more. The best place I know of in the whole planet, on the whole planet, to go for your certification as a personal trainer is the Brooke Bush Institute, because they optimize the delivery of human movement science education by integrating technology, student-centered learning, and evidence-based practical education. As we know of, there are only two personal training certifications in the industry that have been approved following a comprehensive systematic review by a panel of third-party subject matter experts, or otherwise known as peer-reviewed, and whose learning objectives have been matched to the post-secondary education curriculum and or professional skills and competences. The Institute has three certifications, including the Best Personal Trainer Certification. I'm a Master Trainer, National Academy of Sports Medicine. Sounds fancy. Big deal. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Your basic personal trainer certification at Brooke Bush Institute is better than the master trainer that I have. You know why? I worked for the guy for 4 years. He's been a close friend for 15 years. He knows his stuff. Nobody's better. No institute is better. 150 courses, PTs, meaning physical therapists. You can get continuing ed credits, personal trainers. You can do all your continuing education required stuff to renew your certifications there at the Institute, 500 plus videos, and guess what? $20 a month, cancel at any time. Maybe you get through and you're a personal trainer 3 months down the road and you spent $60. You can quit. You don't have to go back, keep subscribing, versus $700,000, $2,000 for some other certs out there that might be more well known. Go to my website, carlsterling.com with a K. And then go to the radio show tab, look at our sponsors, click on the Brooke Bush Institute, and get signed up. Check it out. It's worth $20 just to check it out. All right, back to Steve Abbey. Steve, thank you for patience and hanging around here for a couple minutes while I talk about that. We're going to need people out there. Steve, I wanted to talk with you. What kind of things have you faced as, if any, obstacles in, let's say, creating the product and getting the product out there? Because we know it ain't easy. There are a lot of supplement companies out there. Some of them are really big names, you know, and they might be pretty good. But you got a product here that, from what I can tell, costs the same or less than some of the other big ones, and it's a lot better quality because it's all natural. Is this a challenge for you at all?
Oh, there have been tons of hurdles. And I would suggest to you, my product is expensive. I'm not trying to get around that, but maybe there are a few that are almost the same. But the biggest hurdle has been for me is finding really good ingredients. So I literally had to go jumping through so many hoops to make it so that I could get a balanced formula that has really good ingredients. What do I mean by that? Like, the biggest supplier of ingredients, I basically was told by one of their competitors, and they said, you know, they are adulterating their product. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, this is a competitor, right? So I didn't really trust it, but I'm like, you know, I'm still going to send that their material in. I sent it into a lab, and my lab came back and said, I can't tell you one way or the other. So I sent it to another lab. They couldn't tell me. But I found the University of Georgia Isotope Studies Forensic Anthropology Department, and they can tell you. And they got back to me and said it was being adulterated. And so I was like, oh, my God. So I ended up – it ended up delaying – the launch of the product by over a year because I had baked a lot of the components of it and there aren't many suppliers. So if somebody wants to do what I'm doing, it is a, if you're truly trying to make a good product, it is so much research. It's crazy because having to figure out where to go, who to talk to, and then put it together in a balanced formula. It took tremendous amounts of effort. It was not what I was originally thinking it would. So, and then and I brought on a team of people, doctors and nutritionists to help guide me because I would come up with, here's the formula. I really want you to push back on this. What do you see? And so that's how it all kind of came about. But it ended up taking over 3 years of development before it even got launched.
It was a
lot of research. And that's why you can ask me about almost anything of it, and I'm going to be able to tell you at depth what's going on. Because, this is a passion project. You know, I essentially retired after I sold my last business, and I was like, but this has been my passion for almost 30 years. And so I really, and when my really close friend died, I was like, okay, I've got to put this into practice because this is, this information is out there. It's just not making it into the mainstream. And there's such a difference between whole food nutrition and balanced whole food nutrition and synthetics. And you really want to have comprehensive nutrition. And you, because if you're missing, let's say, vitamin C, it doesn't matter if you have plenty of iodine and you have plenty of, of iron and everything else. If you're missing vitamin C, it's going to be a problem and you're going to have an expression of that. Same thing with so many, any other required nutrients, but even the non-required. If you have anthocyanins, which is a purple-blue pigment in, you know, like blueberries, blackberries, purple cabbage, any of those sort of things, you can survive without having that. However, it is incredibly protective of your heart, your brain.
Absolutely.
It crosses the blood-brain barrier. So having those things are important. And one other thing is, so like for me, you know, nobody knows me and everything like that. So I do a guarantee. I don't know of anybody in this business that guarantees results. So I will, if somebody is truly serious, if somebody is willing to work with a doctor, their doctor, and we can have a conversation, I'll guarantee results, whether it's chronic inflammation as measured by like C-reactive protein or IL-6 or sedimentation rate, or if they want to do something with blood sugar or blood pressure, they're going to require more than just my product. But I'm going to tell you, if you do this, if it doesn't work, it's all free on me.
I don't know anybody else who does that. Steve, I'm sorry, we got to head out for one more break, then we're going to bring you back, close out the show, and tell people where you can get it and the discount you have for them. So we'll be back shortly, folks. This is News Radio 570 WSOAR, Your Health Matters. My name is Carl Sterling. We'll be right back.
Daydream. One man's daydream.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Is the rest of our nightmare.
Joe Biden is way too old to be president.
As the countdown to November continues on News Radio 570 WSOAR.
All right, we're back for the last segment of the show. Folks, there's just something I'd like to express here. This week, well, you know, any time, though, since I opened this clinic almost 3 years ago in Camillus, right under Dr. Berry's office, I want to express my gratitude, my appreciation and respect for those who walk through the door or you just make the phone call to me. You know, we had a lot of new people coming in this week. Past few weeks, I appreciate you coming in. and I do not take this for granted, and Elizabeth Broussa, my right-hand person who works with me, we're a team, we work together, we welcome you with open arms. We know, and I know from personal experience going through this myself years ago, getting a personal trainer for me is a huge step. And my nerves were, man, I was just all like, I was horrified, terrified to go in. I just felt so nervous. But people come in and they walk out feeling better. People come in, they do stuff that can transfer out the door with them into their daily activities, daily living. All right, so thank you for coming in. Thank you for taking this step. And I encourage anyone listening, if you're thinking about, you want to make some, let's say, improvements in your strength, your muscle mass, your balance, maybe you have Parkinson's, you have Alzheimer's, dementia, or you know somebody who does, we work on improving movement, memory, cognition, multitasking, bone density. You know, here's another thing I want to talk about. With the biodensity machine, and there's only one in the area here in central New York, and that's what we have, this device is 10-minute workout, probably maybe 15 if you take your time. This is going to help us to help you to reverse your osteoporosis, reverse your osteopenia, or worst case scenario, slow it down. But we have people coming in whose DEXA scans and T-scores and Z-scores are improving. You know, for the same price as about 2 massages per month, you can come in and do this once a week and you can get the benefits. We need strong bones. We need strong muscles to keep moving throughout the lifespan so we have a better health span during our life. Let's get back with our guest, Steve Abbey, founder of SOS Nutrients. The clock is running and it goes so fast on radio. Oh my gosh, Steve. But I'm so glad that you've joined me. That the one thing I want to make sure we cover, of course, I can say people go to my website, carlsterling.com, Carl with a K, go to the radio tab, look at our sponsors. We got SOS Nutrients there with the discount code, but tell us otherwise, where can people get SOS Nutrients products from? And what's, you have a special code for our listeners for a discount.
Yes, I do.
Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for the discount. You know, every little bit can make a difference.
All right. Well, the best place for people to learn more about it is to go on to the website, and that's sosnutrients.com. So SOS, like flashing an SOS, and then just the word nutrients.com. And there is a discount code for this show, and that's 15% off, and that is SOS15 or SOS15, and then the percentage sign. So so for the people that are interested and want to give it a try, it's an easy way to do it. Yeah, there's a full 100% refund if somebody doesn't like it, so it's a risk-free. And if somebody's truly interested and truly passionate and they want to jump on a call and hear about a guarantee, what I was saying, it's a real guarantee. If people want to jump on a call, they're going to need to have a doctor involved, not on that call, but at some point, because this is going to be done as a serious thing. So, and I'll guarantee results. Even if they have cancer in situ, I know this sounds crazy, but if they have blood pressure issues, if they have high blood sugar issues, if they have chronic inflammation, I will, depending on where they stand, I will tell them exactly what I'll guarantee it. The money doesn't even need to go to me. It can go to the doctor. And then if we reach that goal, then it gets sent to me. So it is
a real
guarantee.
Fantastic. Steve, listen, man, I so much appreciate you joining me today. Thank you. And folks, go to sosnutrients.com. Put in that discount code to save 15% in the discount code box. It is SOS15 and the percent sign. Wow, folks, another episode has passed already. Time is flying, but wow, did I ever have fun. Thank you again, Steve. Make sure,
Carl,
folks,
thanks for having me on. This was great.
You're very, very welcome. We're going to be talking soon, my friend, and doing some things together here. Okay, folks, You know where to find me. My phone number is 315-935-7488. Text me, call me. I want that phone to ring. I want to talk with you. I want to answer your questions. I want to try to get you in if you're interested, help you out. Come and check out our place, carlsterling.com. That's Carl with a K. We'll be back next week with Dr. Terry Walls. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Program by Carl Sterling. The content of this show is that of Carl Sterling and does not represent the views of the station or iHeartMedia. Some of the information contained in this program has not been approved by the FDA, nor is it intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any diseases. Information has been for general information only, and before considering anything discussed, you should contact your doctor or primary care physician.